This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Poland and in a sort of Eurovision-like feud.
Catfight, perhaps.
Yes, catfight might be a word for it. Sweden and Poland are at it over a phantom comic book or Swedish version thereof, in which the hero, Phanto Man, uses the pride flag to strike at homophobes in Poland on both the cover and inside panels.
So when he swings his fist, you know, the whoosh of air is actually a rainbow behind him.
Exactly. He's using a rainbow flag. And it all takes place on in a pride celebration in Poland. And the plot is a group of ultra-nationalist protesters in grey uniforms, of course, descend on the parade with homophobic chants and Polish flags. And then in comes Phanto Man swinging into action.
He says, "I have to act quickly before blood flows on the streets." Was that
Which,
Phanto
of course,
Man?
With a good Swedish accent. I have to work. So, yes, this has started a bit of a feud between the two countries, but of course some Polish media have come into this way to defend Poland or Poland's right to its beliefs. However, it has caused divide, and the Swedish editor-in-chief has said that he thought it was a nice symbolism, using the colourful flag, which stands for tolerance, against a colourless grey-dressed villain who stands for intolerance.
Across to the USA now, where a gay veteran who wears high heels has been elected a mayor in Texas in a landslide. Do you believe this story?
What is the world coming for? Tell me he was wearing at least a cowboy hat.
Bruno Ralphie Lorenzo. He won 62% of the vote to become mayor in the city of Del Rio, which is a border city in Mexico. He's a first-time candidate, former security forces patrolman. He is the first ever openly elected gay official, not to mention being mayor. He's also the youngest mayor for this little city. Wow, what a guy.
Yeah.
He triumphed in the election after choosing to march in high heels during last year's Veterans Parade instead of experiencing hatred and ignorance. The veteran community got right behind him and came up to him with hugs and gratitude. He wasn't without, the campaign wasn't without pain from various people, but he got through it. He said, "Stonewall happened because drag queens and a minority group stood up for animosity. I had to go back into the closet because of that same hatred."
Wow, off to Lebanon now, and a rather good news story where the upcoming election, which is the first one since 2009, and a whole new generation of young activist politicians is coming up through the ranks, and it's looking like there's quite a lot of support for LGBTI-related issues, social agenda, not without controversy, and of course many are dismissing these groups as not really having presenting a formidable opposition to existing parties. However, nonetheless, there's quite a growing sort of younger generation who are wishing to, and civil society groups who have been quite active in recent years.
Groups that are actually independents who are actually getting together to form a bit of an alliance to get through some of these changes, abolition of laws forbidding sexual intercourse, abortion, all these big, tough issues that they're willing to bring up in Lebanon.
Yeah, and it's showing that there's a whole new generation, as there's 21 to 30-year-olds who haven't been able to vote, of course, and they're quite, majority of them are much more liberal than their parents, so bring it on.
Over in the UK, a new report has found that three quarters of faith schools in the UK aren't teaching sex education impartially. Now, the report states that 77% of faith schools teach the sex education according to their religious beliefs instead of according to the Equality Act 2010.
One school, the Holy Trinity Academy in Telford, has said homosexuality is unacceptable. The Catholic Church is understanding the fact that homosexuality sexual orientation is distinguished from the evaluation of the sexual activity of the homosexual people. The homosexual people.
I do like your English.
Are you
accent.
Out there, the homosexual people?
Where have we heard this story before? Oh, that's right.
Oh, sigh. In brief, in Japan, thousands of LGBT people took part in the annual Rainbow Parade in Tokyo under the theme of love and equality, which coincided with polling showing a majority support for same-sex marriage.
And in Kenya, anti-LGBTI official believes young people are being paid to be gay. Ooh, where's my money?
In Washington, an ex-gay activist has tried to hold a rally supporting gay conversion therapy, but only 36 people turned up.
And in Cuba, Mariela Castro, the daughter of former Cuban president Raul Castro, has said she will push the country to adopt same-sex marriage. That is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.